Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue on the theme this week. We looked at the life of St. Paul Monday and Tuesday, because Tuesday the church was celebrating his life. The amazing story, if you didn't have a chance to kind of listen to those programs, you could just go to our website at renewalministries.net or download the Renewal Ministries app, and encourage you to download the Ave Maria app too. You get immediate access to all the good programming that's here. And also, it's a very simple way to become an evangelist, just to pass it on to other people. It's not a lot of work to be able to do that. So if you hear something that you thought, wow, that touched my heart, I got to send that around. And those of you, I get letters, emails every once in a while, and Sister Ann Shields does too, that say, you know, I listened to this program and I sent it to a bunch of different people. That's great. You're participating in the work of evangelization. If the Lord moves your heart, that means if you've been moved and touched by it, the Spirit of God's at work, and he wants you to be able to not only receive it for yourself, but to share it with other people. So I want to thank all those out there who've done that and encourage you to just keep doing it. Let's just keep spreading the word. We are light, we're salt. I don't just mean me, I mean you and me. All of us together, the body of Christ, is the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And we clearly are living in a time of darkness of various kinds, and the troubling of the nations that's going on, a time of darkness, a time of trial that's upon us, and the shaking of the nations and the judgment of God is happening. It's pretty amazing what's going on. It's an extraordinary time, but we who have been baptized into Christ, fallen, broken people, but who are alive in the Lord, need to receive and be attentive to what the Holy Spirit is doing in each heart, your heart, my heart. And what is it that the Lord himself, who, as I said yesterday, the Spirit of God is the generator of this mission. You know, the church is born, as we said, on the day of Pentecost. Paul, before he actually stepped into his mission after having encountered the Lord, first needed Ananias to come and to pray with him, not only that he could see, he could get his sight back, but that he could be filled with the Holy Spirit. So that's what Ananias prayed over Paul, and then he baptized him. The key is, what the church is, it's the flow, it's the life and the presence of the Holy Spirit, who is the generator of the mission of the church. And he works through human beings, broken, sinful, weak human beings like you and me. Friends, you don't have to have a high degree. You don't have to be Bishop Barron. You don't have to be Father Mike Schmitz. You don't have to be Ralph Martin. You don't have to. No, if you've been baptized into Christ and you've followed him, you are born again by water and the Spirit of God's in you. And the Spirit drives the mission. The Spirit empowers the people of God. The Spirit wants to share and give the very things we saw and talked about. Ananias had a vision. God speaks in dreams. Peter said on the day of Pentecost, that will happen. Friends, that's how the kingdom of God goes forward. It doesn't go forward just by human strategic planning. Just ask any bishop. They'll tell you, the best of efforts sometimes go nowhere, because it needs to flow out of, it's good to be organized, it's good to be wise and use the best wits we have, but the fundamental thing is to understand that we're servants, as Jesus told Paul in his conversion, that he's appointed him to serve the Lord. And he serves the Lord by being led into the particular mission he had through the guidance and the power of the Holy Spirit to accomplish what Jesus had called him to accomplish. Every one of us is participating in that same mission in some way. You're not St. Paul. I'm not St. Paul. We're not going to do just exactly what he did, but we're going to do what the Spirit has anointed us to do. If we're open and alive to the work of the Spirit in our personal lives, which requires faith, confidence in God, to understand who the Lord is. You see Paul on the road to Damascus. It'd be nice if we all had that kind of an experience. But guess what? We don't get that exact experience. But what is normal for disciples of Jesus is to experience through the grace of the Spirit a revelation again and again and again in different ways, small ways, big ways, of the presence and the power and the majesty and the person of Jesus. It is, and I've talked about this many times on the program, it is the first mission of the Spirit to reveal to every human heart the glory that shines on the face of Jesus. There's a lot packed into that. That's what Paul talked about in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. There's a lot packed into that. Paul said, I preach Jesus Christ as Lord. He said, I don't tamper with the word of God. I don't try to impress people. He said, I just preach Jesus Christ as Lord. That means Jesus is Savior, the only Son of God, Christ, the anointed one filled with the Spirit, and the only one who can give the Spirit, and Lord, the one who's the final judge of the living and the dead, for whom everything was made, through whom everything was made. So Paul proclaims that. And he said, the Spirit then works and shines in our heart through the command of the Father, through the purpose of the Father, that the Spirit shines in the human heart that really is mixed. Jesus said, he knows the sickness that's in the human heart. And there's darkness in there for all of us. And there's a lack of sight and capacity. And the Lord sheds light, the Spirit, the Lord who is the Holy Spirit, sheds light into the heart. Paul said, reveals the glory that's on the face of Jesus. Why is that so important? Because in the core of our being, where the Spirit of God, where our human spirit is, that God gave us, the Holy Spirit speaks, and the Holy Spirit shows us something. He unveils, he pulls back the veil, and he helps us see the new creation, the new humanity, the new Adam, the firstborn of a new creation, and the new humanity he has begun, and the very thing he is drawing us into his glory. So the apostles say, we beheld his glory, the glory of the only Son of God. And Jesus said, I want to make you a son of God. I want to make you a daughter of God. I want to draw you into, as Paul would say, I want to bring you into the reality and the experience that you can say, Christ in me, the hope of glory. The hope is not wishful thinking. It's not positive thinking. It's not Norman Vincent Peale. It is confidence that's rooted in the radical trust and faith of who Christ is and God's work in me, knowing it's real. It's not getting myself pumped up. It's accepting a fact, a reality of the life of God. And, you know, the catechism helps us understand these things. You know, that takes it directly from Scripture. Really, now the church's life is built on the revelation of Scripture. This is why the devil attacks the authority of Scripture. And he can even worm his way into the lives of highly trained biblical scholars who get to the point where they lose faith in the actual, you know, Bible itself. You know, it's they're under a lot of attack, I'm sure. But what it ends up doing, what the Lord and the Holy Spirit end up showing and showing the church, is what is revealed in the Word of God. The Catechism builds on that. So describing, for example, in paragraph 690, that Jesus is the Christ, he's the anointed. What's he anointed with? He's anointed with the Spirit. And when he's glorified, the Catechism says, he can then send the Spirit in his place. Jesus told the apostles, I must go. It's better that I go, because if I go, then I will send the Spirit. And the Spirit will empower you, will transform you, will make you a child of God, and the Spirit will lead you to all truth. The Spirit will give you eyes to see. The Spirit will give you counsel, will advocate for you, will give you power. So that's what the Catechism is teaching, because that's exactly what's coming from Scripture. And the Holy Spirit that glorified Jesus begins his work in us, making us adopted children of God. And that work of glory begins because the Spirit of God, the Spirit of glory, is already in us. Friends, you can be baptized and live your whole life if you're not in the right environments or pursuing the Lord and just miss the boat on it. But don't miss the boat. Don't let it happen. You have a choice. Pursue the Lord. Read the Word of God. Lord, say, Lord, tell me, what have you done? What have you done in me? Help me understand the gifts you've given me. Tell me what it means that I'm born again. Help me understand, Lord, that your glory is upon my life and that you've given me power. What does that mean, that I have power to become a son of God and I've been empowered for mission, that sort of thing? So this work of the Spirit is the generator of the mission, and the Spirit is the one who manifests to us who Jesus is. There's this really peculiar thing going on. I've talked a number of times on the program. I'm going to keep doing it because I think it's important, where lots of different people are talking about this reality of manifesting, going to people to teach you how to manifest your future and to tap into a certain kind of energies that are out there in the world and take certain kinds of little potions or magic stones or this, that, or the other thing to just draw in the powers of the universe to help you get to this future that you want to get to. It's a road to darkness. The word is manifesting, you know, they talk about it. Well, the manifestation that really matters is not what I manifest onto the world or declare for myself. It's what God declares to me. It's the manifestation of the Spirit that happens in us that reveals the true God, the true Lord, the true glory, the true way, not just to, you know, reaching my goals on this earth and my trophies and my financial goals and whatever it is that I'm after and the special person I want to be here. I mean, because you know what? The devil is super happy. He's super happy to help me become whatever I want to be, as long as I'm not trying to become a child of God. Remember in the desert, the temptation? The devil took Jesus up to the pinnacle of the temple. He showed him all the kingdoms of the earth. I mean, it wasn't there then, but imagine, he showed him Wall Street. He showed him Vegas. He showed him Paris. He showed him whatever. Those weren't there, but this is essentially what's there. All the powers that are in the world. And he said, I have power over everything. I'll give it to you. He knew the uniqueness of Jesus. At certain level, he said, but it's all for you. You can be the top dog only if you bow down and worship me. Only if you're at my service. So friends, if we're not in the light, we're walking in darkness, sure, you can tap into all kinds of powers and you can make it to top of mountains and you can get human beings to cheer your name and you can have the biggest house and multiple houses all around the world and big yachts and build cool things. You can have all that. And the devil will help you. He's invested in it. If he can trust that, you're not going to mess around with calling people to repentance and conversion to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and to become part of the new creation. Because that means the devil has no more power of them and they get transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. The Spirit of God is in the church. The church is about that mission. And when the church's salt has gone flat, its light has gone dim, and it's powerless and living in compromise, and it's trying to be like the world. It's really sickening when you see it sometimes, that people groveling after church, groveling after the world, wanting the affirmation of the world and want to be connected and want to look like and be professional, all that. No. That's when the people lose sight of who they actually are. And that's why no power goes forth from them. We've been given the gift of the Spirit. And the Spirit moves when we want to love the Lord, talk about the Lord, build the Lord's kingdom, the Lord's way. Friends, let's agree with the Lord in this and follow the Holy Spirit and become everything we were meant to be. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.